USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close across the country, we can now say President Trump has earned electoral votes from Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden earning electoral votes in New York, Delaware, Illinois, New Hampshire, New Jersey, the District of Columbia, and Vermont. In a state President Trump is hoping to keep red, we hear from Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki.
With just over half the vote in Ohio counted, former Vice President Joe Biden holds a 9-point lead on President Trump, 54-45%.
Other races still too close to call include Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An 11th-hour move for the Republican Party for their safety.
The Republican National Committee moved its headquarters election night from a government building in Washington, D.C. to an undisclosed location, citing security concerns. That's according to a Republican official who talked to Fox News late Tuesday night. Washington, D.C. is bracing for protests and potential civil unrest following results, with a beefed-up police and Secret Service presence outside the White House. Many D.C. businesses are already boarded up with plywood to protect from potential looting and violence. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says President Trump will be addressing the nation on election night. Conway, who led the president's campaign to victory in 2016 and held a White House role until the end of August, breaking the news of a presidential address during an appearance on ABC News as the network is covering the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voters in 11 states are choosing a governor today. The most competitive race looks to be in Montana, where it's an open seat. Democrats have occupied the governor's office for the past 16 years. Experts say the race in Montana is a toss-up. The coronavirus pandemic is once again making an impact on football at the college and professional levels.
The Wisconsin and Purdue football game scheduled for this Saturday has been canceled as COVID-19 cases continue to rise for the Badgers. 15 players and 12 coaches have now tested positive, prompting the cancellation. Wisconsin had last week's game against Nebraska canceled as well. The 10th-ranked Badgers have only played once this season and will need to play out the remaining 5 games on their schedule in order to be eligible to play in the Big Ten championship game. And the Denver Broncos say their general manager John Elway and team president Joe Ellis have both tested positive for the coronavirus. In a statement, the team said both men are experiencing mild symptoms and are working from self-isolation at home. Elway began feeling ill Sunday morning and stayed away from his team's game against the Los Angeles Chargers later that day. It was the first Broncos home game in 26 years that the Hall of Famer had missed. No players or coaches recently had contact with Elway or Ellis. The team has had a number of players and coaches test positive in recent weeks, with offensive linesman Graham Glasgow the latest to test positive. He remains in quarantine after his diagnosis last Friday.
Dan Naraki reporting from USA Radio News' Ohio Valley Bureau. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.